Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas of the True Light Baptist Church, and I sincerely appreciate you taking the time on this Sunday morning to dial in the radio program and be a part of Light for Living. And that means a lot to this preacher, and I know it means a lot to our church people, and trust that you receive some sort of blessing, not to replace going to the house of God, but as you're getting ready. And we know that there's some other good programs that come on prior to your time at the church house, and we're just glad that you have allowed us to be a part of that, and pray that it will just provoke you to thought and encourage you as you're getting ready for that local church service. And if you do not have that good church home, I can't think of a better Sunday than to come out and visit the True Light Baptist Church this Sunday. Make your way out. 11 o'clock is our morning service. And we do have the 6 p.m. service. Midweek is at 7. But I encourage you, why don't you start this morning? Still have some time, and you're not going to have any problem finding the church. We're at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Don't let the Alton throw you. We're just really in the Cluster Springs area. If you're coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South. That's in between the Sheets and the Hardys, and go about 7.5 miles. The church will be on the left. We'll be about a mile further south of the Cluster Springs Elementary School. You absolutely cannot miss us unless your eyes are closed passing by. So if you're coming from Carolina, cross the line, and it is right at 4 miles on the right. So you'll have no trouble whatsoever. Any direction that you're coming in, you'll be able to find the church. Again, our service time this morning is at 11. For those of you that cannot come physically, you just are unable to do so, I encourage you to be a part of our live stream. You'll find that either on the Facebook page of True Light Baptist Church. You can find it on my personal Facebook page. You can find it on the True Light Baptist Church of Alton YouTube channel, or go to tlbcalton.com. The live stream will be there as well, and then it'll be in the sermon pages thereafter. Remind you that on Sunday mornings after the service, sometime in the afternoon or evening, the sermon notes will be posted for the morning. So if you desire to watch it with the notes, that's absolutely fine. We encourage you to do so. Come out. Now, if you're in that good church home, you don't even consider staying out. You be found faithful. Be determined to be there. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute, but you get ready. If you're not already doing so, don't think for 1 minute that this program or any other can replace you being right there in that local church. All right. Want to go into the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Want to read one verse this morning. Going to give you four very simple thoughts. I pray that it will just kind of prime the pump as far as your thought and encourage you, motivate you. Listen to what the Word of God says. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You've heard me preach, and no doubt others, I place a strong emphasis on the local church because God does. As you read chapter number 3, especially the first several verses, you see what many call the qualifications of that pastor as well as deacon, and they are quite lofty, are they not? But then we read on down and we see that verse 15 that we just read, and it talked about behaving in the house of God. Now, this will go for the pastor, the leadership of the church, without question. But it ought to go for all of us. So I want to talk to you just a moment about our behavior as members of that local church, prayerfully Bible-believing local church assembly, how we ought to behave, what our attitude should be. And I want you to think again, you're not in that local church just to take up space. And I know that that local church pastor is glad to see you, as well as he should be, and the others, but you should be there for a purpose, each and every one of you. Now, notice a couple of things in our time remaining. And I want to encourage you, collectively, individually, what you seek with your pastor here at True Light, and they're the church that you may belong. Seek, first of all, to have an attitude that you are going to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. We say it all the time, and it cannot be exhausted. The fact of the matter is, it's not really about you. It's not about me. It's all about Him, isn't it? And we ought to strive to glorify Him. That ought to be our attitude. You know, the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20. What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So let's think about this individually as well as collectively in that local church. How should we glorify God? Well, we should glorify God with our attitude. Our attitude ought to be right, shouldn't it? Oh my, how many people come into the local church and their attitude needs, I'm getting ready to say, a tune-up. It needs an overhaul. And I want you to come into that local church on this Sunday morning and have the right attitude. Have an attitude of expectancy. Don't you come with a foul spirit in that local church and kill that service. If God's dealing with you about something, get it right even before you go. And come in with the attitude that I'm going to exalt the name of the Lord. Come in with a smile on your face. How are we to glorify God? Not only with our attitude, but how about our actions, our behavior in regards to our reverence for Him, but our attitude towards others and how we act towards our brethren. Not only that, but we can glorify Christ individually and together, certainly by our appointments. Just mean by that, being faithful. We've already discussed it. But you shouldn't even have a discussion or a thought of where you're going to be in church this morning. It ought to be a given. Now again, understand there's those that cannot, and understand during the past year it's been a challenge for many. So don't misunderstand me. I get that. But there's many that could, and they do go everywhere else. But yet when it comes to the local church, that's of little importance. Don't be that way. And if you have been, repent before God and have an attitude with the actions that you are going to be faithful in your appointments. Be faithful to the local church. Let me give you this very hurriedly. Let's determine individually and collectively to glow with excitement. Did you know the Bible has this to say in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 11? Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Did you get that? Fervent in spirit. Oh my, how many people that claim they know God and probably will even sit in a local church service. And my goodness, they have not smiled in years. If they smiled, their face would break. How many of you know the Lord? How many of you have your sins forgiven? Isn't that a reason to come into the local church and have a glow about you? You are a child of the Most High God. And so determine in that service this morning that you're going to glow with excitement. Again, we're talking about behaving rightly in the house of God. Let's determine individually and collectively that we're going to grow in grace. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the first part of that verse, the Bible has this to say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the pastor, it's his responsibility to lead and to feed, without question. But the sheep have the responsibility to have the appetite. Come, it's going to be your pastor's responsibility, and he's going to stand before God as to whether he has something prepared to give to you, to feed you. But doesn't really matter if he comes in and God's giving him a message. And it's a message that will exalt him, but will help you to grow. But if your belly's already full of junk in this world, you're not going to come with much of an appetite. What should you do? You need to determine, coming in this morning, even this morning, I'm going to come out of that building having grown in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that certainly ought to be our attitude, shouldn't it? So let's determine to grow in grace. Let me give you this. Let's determine to go hard after sinners. We're talking about the Great Commission, aren't we? I've heard some preachers say it's supposed to be the Great Commission, but we've turned it into the Great Omission. We're just not doing a whole lot of it, are we? Bible has this to say in Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in. Notice the last clause, that my house may be filled. Determine. I'm sure that there's people that I'm speaking with, good folk. But ask yourself this question. Has there ever been a time where you've allowed God to use you to bring someone to the Lord Jesus Christ? Again, you can't save anyone. I still believe the Holy Spirit of God brings conviction, and that individual either receives Christ or rejects. But as we told our church just recently, they're not going to believe if they've not heard. And they're not going to hear unless you speak. And you're not going to speak unless God works in your heart and He wants to. You've got to allow Him to. You know, we have no problem speaking about things that are important to us or things that we're knowledgeable in. But we just have a hard time, it seems like, to talk to people about their never-dying soul. Why is that? We sing rescue the perishing, care for the dying. We sing it, but we don't practice it, do we? And you think about it, whether it's your church or whether it's mine. We're talking about the local church. I don't know how many people attend your church, nor is it my business. But let's think on a very practical. If God used you this year, in the rest of this calendar year, to lead just one to the Lord Jesus Christ, now that should be our lowest of goal, but to reach that one. And everybody took that attitude of reaching just that one. And they get born again. What happens to your local church? Well, you grow exponentially. Just by that, you double. What if they get right with God, get saved, and they reach people? That's how God builds His church. He saves people. He saves people who have heard the gospel. And God uses instruments, vessels like you and like me. Pastors, yes. But all people in the local church to give the glorious gospel. What would happen in your church if you determined that you were going to go hard after sinners? What would happen in my church if everyone determined to go hard after sinners? We go back to that text verse. Paul was telling young Timothy. He was instructing him how to behave himself in the house of God. You say, preacher, that was primarily towards young Timothy. I understand that, but we all fit in that of having the right behavior, our attitudes, glorify Christ. Come in with an attitude of expectancy. Glow with excitement. Determine you're going to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you're going to go hard after that poor sinner that's on his way to hell. And wow, to see one saved by God's amazing grace, but to know God used you is an exciting thing. Hope it's been a challenge to you. You be found faithful this morning, and may the Lord bless you.